You want one? I got one. I'll throw it to you.
Actually, I need one. You could use me, but no, I just grabbed it from the box. I thought I grabbed you one. I don't know where I put it.
I signed it. You want one? Oh. Oh, my word.
Okay. Call to order the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting, June 15th at 5:05 p.m. We stand for the pledge. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We don't do a silent thing here.
No, is that the next one there?
We only do it there.
All right. Roll call. Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Right. Roll call. Alvin Louis.
Here.
Okay. So page one, we got the balance sheet. The district's combined cash with Chase and Lace balance was at $1,044,062 at the month end, and the district's total liabilities were approximately $1,337 at the month end. It's the combined, on the balance sheet, so it's the combined cash, Chase, and Lace balance. That's at
$1,044,000.
What's that?
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see
it. It's not going to show the actual number because it's a sum of three different.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Can we add those numbers to the sheet? Can we add some duplicates?
Probably.
To have them on here, yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's a big.
Okay. The next page on the profit and loss. Year to date is at 92% of the year. On lines 3 and 4 is the base rate of commodity sales. The base rate is lower than budgeted, but the commodity sales are higher than budgeted. That's because of the new rate structure. On line 9, we have new account fees. That's at 124%. This account represents the fees to set up a new utility account. They're hard to predict and can trend under or over budget. On line 19, we have interest income. That's only at 20%. This includes the interest earned in the district's Lace and other investment accounts. It can trend over or under budget due to the timing of the interest receipt. Right now, the budget is under budget due to declining interest rates.
Yeah, it's not a timing issue. That's just
always. Okay. Line 34, employee health care. This is trending under budget at 74%. That's because of the new health insurance. Is there any other questions on this page? Right. On the next page, on line 47, is engineering services. This account includes the engineering costs for district activities. Year-to-date is trending over budget due to an unexpected amount of new development and the tanker coating project. On line 51, we have electricity. That's for the Broadway office here, and it's below budget at only 71%. Down to line 61 is postage. This account includes the postage expenses for district activities. It can trend over or under budget due to the timing of postage purchases. Down to line 74, we have legal services. This is at 57%, which is lower than budgeted due to the lower than anticipated usage. Are there any other questions on that page?
Just a comment.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is not. I just happened to see Joseph Tobias's name on my book. That's the reason it's not crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Next page, we have line 79, training and travel. This account includes staff and board training expenses and any related travel costs. Year-to-date is trending below budget at 80%, probably due to COVID, less travel. Line 83, vehicle fuel. This account includes fuel costs for district vehicles. Year-to-date is at 54% due to less fuel purchases than planned and lower fuel prices than anticipated. Line 87, equipment rental. This account includes equipment rental expenses incurred by the district. Year-to-date is over budget at 228% due to traffic control equipment rentals related to a waterline emergency repair in July. Lines 93 and 94, DWR interest expense and DHPO interest expense. Those are both at 104 and 100% due to the timing of interest payments. On line 98 is the total expenses, and we're at 87%. Line 104, well and tank repairs, that's at 123%. The budget in this account includes well and tank 1 rehabilitation. Year-to-date is over budget due to higher than anticipated rehabilitation costs.
What line
is
that?
104, well and tank repairs. Okay. Okay. So as of May 31st, the year-to-date net loss is at $197,217, which is at 75%. Any other questions?
Okay, so we're doing better than we anticipated. The total income, line 99, total income before capital and TSA, that went up. The total income overall has gone up.
Is that 29?
99.
That summarizes the district's net operating income or loss before accounting for debt service and capital expenses.
Except if we can ask them if we can add those numbers to the
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we go over them every time, and they're not on the sheet. And,
right.
Unless you got a calculator.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll ask Cindy about that. Okay.
Call it to order. Motion to adjourn.
Close at 5:15. Motion to adjourn at 5:15 p.m. made by Director Wargo, second by Director Sanderson. Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
All right. Meeting adjourned at 5:15 p.m. on Tuesday, June 15th, 2020.